Blog Talk Radio.
It's me again, the number one running rider. Jay, and you are definitely live in the day with Jay. Got a great show for you today, guys. We got a lot going on. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. One of the main things I want to talk about is the state of education in North Carolina. What in the world are we having to deal with right now? Are we going to be able to deal with it? Because it's terrible. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to be joined today by none other than Miss Christy McCleary. She is running for Gastonia Commissioner in Gaston, North Carolina, Gaston County, North Carolina, that is. And I am really, really excited to hear what she has to say and what she have plans for. So you guys definitely are in for a treat with Miss McCleary. And also, we are going to talk a little bit about the Trump's rise to fame. Wonder if I told you that you are looking at the 45th president of the United States. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds cynical. I don't want it just as much as other people don't want it. But just wonder if that is something that is in the works right now. I don't know how, but there is a lot of silliness going on with this election. And I just don't know what to do. I don't know where we should go from there. Number of calls, 347-945-7405. I'm also going to talk to you a little bit about what it is, getting back to the school, what it is that we will be able to do to make our schools a little bit more safe than what they are right now. There's too many things going on in the school system that we need to really address. And the only way we're going to do this is if we stand as one and unite and address these issues. Number to call is 347-945-7405. I want you guys to understand that we are definitely going to tackle some issues on today's show. 347-945-7405. You guys are
escapism. Get away.
grounds be in my grasp. But life's quicksand, be mad turbulent. Never falling off, I push on. Cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on top takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging the 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna think and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Take my advice, it's either live or die. but you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't have without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto.
There's a new taste coming to town, and it's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken. That's right, Crispy Crunchy Chicken, located at the Lucky 7 Food Mart on 2230 North New Hope Road in Gastonia, North Carolina. On September 30th, the rich Cajun recipe of Crispy Crunchy Chicken will invade your taste buds. And remember, you buy, we fry. Crispy Crunchy Chicken, coming to a mouth near you. At 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Show number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I cannot stress to you enough how important it is for you guys to get out and vote this year. We definitely got to have you voting. You got to get out and register and vote and support who it is that you want to see win this next presidential race. Donald Trump, what a piece of work. I have never seen anybody like this man. If we don't watch it, we are going to be living in a state of complete chaos. Do we not care about what's ahead for our youth? Do we not care about what we need to do to get to the next level? Do we not care about the knowledge and discipline that our people, our young people need? If we do not register to vote, I promise you, there's going to be problems. Guys, we got to get better. We got to get better, and we got to do things the right way. We got to care about our community. We got to care about high school dropouts in our community and surrounding areas at an alarming rate. Teenage prostitution at an alarming rate. Drugs, violence. We have to care about these things. In order for us to fix these things, we have to realize that they exist. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. And I hear you guys in the chat rooms. I hear you. I got three chat rooms going. I hear you guys. When you say Black Lives Matter, I agree with you. When you say All Lives Matter, I agree with you. But let me tell you something, and please forgive me again for the audio problems. We're having audio problems, but it's okay. We're going to work it out. But let me tell you something. In order for us to really, and I'm talking to the Black community right now, in order for us to really, really embrace the concept of Black Lives Matter, instead of saying this to people outside of our community, don't you think we should be saying it to each other? Black Lives Matter should matter to Black lives. We got to stop robbing, killing, stealing, thieving, conniving, backstabbing, being too envious, jealousy with one another. We got to learn how to, when we climb that ladder, to hold a hand back, to pull each other up, instead of kicking our feet and making sure that everybody else is at ground level. Come on, y'all. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. Number to call is 347-945-7405. And if we don't get it right, then we very well could have someone like Donald Trump leading the free world. That's hard for me to fathom. That is hard for me to fathom. I don't understand it. And I know you guys don't either, but there's people who follow this man, and he's spewing nothing but hate. All the things that America is not, he's spewing, and people are gravitating to him. Now, maybe they might be gravitating to the Three Ring Circus act, but you know what? Well, he doesn't need that much attention right now. We need a lot of positive things going on. And I was going to take a break, but I'm not. And speaking of positive, my first guest, I'm really happy and I'm excited for my first guest for what she has going on in the Gaston County area in Gastonia, North Carolina. I think you will see why I'm so excited after you hear a little bit about what it is that she stands for. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the show none other than Miss Christy McCleary, who's running for county commissioner in Gaston County, North Carolina. Miss McCleary, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming on the show, first and foremost.
Our listeners are
in for a huge treat. I just can't explain how excited I am for you and what you're going to offer this area.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate the invite. This is a wonderful thing that you're doing for the community. And keep up the good work, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know what? We're going to dive right into this. If you can, will you please tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, your background, where you get started in this, and what you plan on seeing happen.
Well, great. Thank you. My name is Christy McCleary, and yes, I'm running for Gaston County Commissioner within North Carolina. And a bit about me presently, I'm a real estate broker, and I'm a consultant for a family-owned rental community. I've been serving the public, and I've been volunteering for a very long time. And a few things I've done in the past is I've served on the Kings Mountain Planning and Zoning Board, and also the Historic Preservation Board. I'm a native of the area, and I have a bachelor's degree in communications, radio, television, film from Howard University, HU, for all those Bison alumni out there. I also have 10 years of media professional experience, and I've worked as an assignment editor and associate producer at CNN, WBTV News 3, Time Warner Cable, News 14, and NASCAR. I also have worked as an assistant manager, and I've volunteered at Kings Mountain Care Center. That's a family-owned senior nursing facility, and I've partnered with Gaston Housing Authority to create and present a youth writing program that had over 500 area children at the local recreation centers, and I truly enjoyed that. But that's just a small amount, but I think that will suffice for now.
Wow, yeah, you know what? I'm going to crumble my little resume up listening to everything that you've been involved with.
Go ahead. Well, I just think it's very important that people understand that we all make up our community and that we all have to do things to enrich it. And so I've volunteered before for things, and I've been appointed to boards. And living in this area, I had actually tried out for many times for board appointments. However, it just didn't go through, and so I decided that I would let my constituents vote me in. And so I am running for 2016 election.
Yes, you are. So let me ask you, what are a few of the major problems that you see plaguing Gaston County, and what's your remedy for some of those problems?
Well, Gaston County is a very diverse community, and every city and county has what's called a master plan. Those master plans detail your focus and your objectives, and usually the city and counties of your area will update that information so you will know what path you're headed on. However, one problem that I do see with the area is that our county plan has not been updated since 2002, and we're sitting in 2016 right now. So
that is a problem.
That is a really big problem. It's almost three times past the date. And how do you know where you're going if you haven't updated your plans? We all sit down and we'll plan out our day, or we'll plan out our year. And so if you're going along and you've bypassed the time to review, you don't know where you're going. And that is indeed a very, very troubling matter with Gaston County.
So let me ask you, sidebar, why do you think that no one has updated this master plan yet?
Well, I don't know why, but I did place a call into the planning department, and I spoke with a few individuals there, and they let me know that they had it on the program to look at it this year. However, you've had some of the commissioner board members who have been voted in. It's a four-year appointment every 4 years, and I do not know why, and that is something that a lot of residents are highly upset about. They want to know, why is it concentration on what I call self-interest instead of what it needs to be, which is serving the public.
Wow, that's very interesting that you say that. And that's something that I'm going to really, really be keeping my ears and my eyes open for, to see the progress of that.
That's a good thing, because I don't want to interrupt, but I want to jump in just saying that that is a good thing. It's something that I do not mind doing investigation. It's something that is bred into me. I've been doing it for many, many years, and I do not mind asking questions. And so I have a lot of residents in the area who will call me, and they will ask me what is going on, and I will place a call in because I, too, want to know. I am involved in being in just as much as part of the community as anyone else. And so when you have a question, pick up and call, because they answer to you. They answer to you. That's who I work for, and that's who I want to continue working for.
Wow, that's such a very important statement that you just made, and I hope all the listeners gravitate to that, because sometimes we don't remember or put things in perspective and realize that, you know, public officials do work for the community and the voters. And sometimes we get caught up into thinking that we are just the little people, but we don't understand how much power we really have as a voting community, you know, and that type of education is priceless. And, you know, speaking of education, how important is education to you and your campaign?
Education is highly important. Something that my mother used to send me when she thought that I needed a pick-me-up with my studies is a saying, and it goes, "Do not follow where the path may lead. Go instead and make your own trail." And that is by Emerson. And we're raising our children to be the best. We want them to do the best. But if we want them to be trailblazers in society, we must set them up with the necessary tools to succeed. We also have to give teaching professionals the tools that they need to help give our kids the correct curriculum and the learning environment to achieve greatness. That's just very, very important for our precious cargo of today.
Yes. Do you, in your opinion, your professional opinion, do you feel that teachers are definitely being overlooked, not only in Gaston County, but in the state?
I do. I have a variety of teachers that are in my family, and they are friends, and they speak with me about the challenges that they face. Some of them find the teaching profession very, very rewarding. Mm-hmm. However, when across the state and across the country, you're looking at folks who are not receiving books in their classrooms, they are mm-hmm. having to go home and to study without the book. How can you do that? I don't understand, because I know I would have a hard time not having the book that I sit in class with to actually learn my curriculum, and they're going over the material, and then to go home and have them tell me, "Now do the work." I sympathize with kids today. It's hard for kids today. And they are smarter. They're growing smarter. They are very highly enthused, but we have to keep that enthusiasm up by giving them, as I said, the proper materials and the proper curriculum that will move them forward to be prominent members of society.
Wow. Wow. Ms. McCleary, do you have time for a couple more questions? I have to take a break, but I want to know if we can really, really talk to you in a minute once we come back. Do you have a little time for us?
I do.
Okay, definitely. Give me a second. We're going to take a little quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish up a little bit of what it is that we need to get from, you know, we need to pick your brain a little bit, and I think the listeners will really be into that, and I think that they will get a lot from that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. And number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. BlogTalkRadio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
People today are concerned with education, health care for loved ones, jobs, voting rights, and stability. As County Commissioner, I will dedicate my efforts toward the enrichment and prosperity of Gaston County. Together, let's end self-interest and focus on public interest. On March 15, vote Christy McCleary for County Commissioner.
This message was approved by friends to elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner, Gaston County.
be done. We can do it all night and go until the morning sun.
Ooh,
there's a spiritual place your body needs to go. Down the door. Let's take the pressure off each other. Break the rules with me, girl, whatever. I'll start at your head, work down to your toes. Get everything in between as the music flows.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Let me take a quick second to welcome back Little Rock, Arkansas, Philly, and Chicago. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. I know it's been a while since you guys have been listening to the show, but thank you for joining us again. I really appreciate it. I need the support. Thank you, and I'm going to give you the very best in entertainment. And I'm glad you joined right now because we have been talking to Gastonia, well, Gaston County, County Commissioner-elect, Miss Christy McCleary. And we are, I'm so excited, you know, I'm getting a little tongue-tied, and I don't get tongue-tied, guys, you know that. I'm really excited for what she is going to bring to the area. Miss McCleary, are you still here with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Great. Well, you know, through the break, I was sitting here and I was wondering. I was hopeful that this is going to be a very good election year. We got a lot of new things coming to the Gaston County area, and I think that you will be a very, very good addition to what progress should look like in Gastonia. And, you know, in saying that, where do you see Gaston County in the next 5 years, as in maybe industrial and educational growth?
That is an excellent question. I see that Gaston County has a wonderful Economic Development Commission, and they're working in conjunction with various agencies to bring incentives. However, with working with state, local, and federal agencies, is my aim to assist and to lure businesses to the area. This is going to increase job creation for the area, and different areas that I see jobs being created is web, internet, IT operations, web sales. That's just one small area I think can benefit not only Gaston County, but a variety of other areas. It's a four-year appointment, the county commissioner seat is, and if elected, I'm going to concentrate on enriching and developing proper incentives for physical responsibility for county operations. We also have a viable historic area that's going to see a flourish of renewal, and I see that there is going to be an interest in rebuilding those areas that are run down and depleted, exactly, because it will help increase the beauty of the area. And also there's some new incentives that have been put forward in the state that now will allow you to gain tax incentives for buying these properties and putting them and fixing them up. And before that wasn't available, before it was just federal. So I would see that in the next 5 years, that is something that could help influence and change in Gaston County. Another thing that is important is to develop a partnership between businesses and educational communities, because you want to, when you're going to school, you want to know that when you get out, you'll have a job that is going to be able to provide for yourself and for your stability and for your family. And so that is a point there that I think could help, where you have the job or the business to actually do a partnership. And as soon as that person comes out, then they're able to get employment. That is something that will reduce the employment rate there.
Wow, that is a major, major plan. And, you know, once you're elected, well, I mean, we're going to have you back on the show, but once you're elected, because I feel great about this, we're going to push you as much as possible on this show. But once you're elected, I think it's a duty of ours as people who have platforms to educate, you know, some of the communities about some of the things that Gaston County offers as in incentives and tax breaks. And, you know, because I don't think the average person really knows. And I think those are some very, very, very good attributes for the county that people should look at when it comes to voting and getting the right people in place. And I definitely think that you are the right person for this position. And I just can't wait to see what you are able to do once you are really able to get your hands dirty. As March 15th, could you explain to the listeners the relevance of March 15th? Because I don't know if they really know. You know, a lot of people just don't understand the voting process.
Sure, not a problem. Also, you can go on to votemccleary.com and look up information at the bottom. There is a section where you can click on to find out if you are actually registered to vote in North Carolina and what steps you need to do to make sure that you have your voting rights. One thing about March the 15th is that it is the date that is set to decide who will be in the November election, which will take place on November the 8th. At this present time, I do not have anyone running in the Democrat area, which I'm a Democrat, so I don't have anyone running against me there. However, the Republicans have two people who are going to have to decide on March the 15th who is going to go toward and forward in the election for November the 8th. However, it's very important to vote because you're deciding who you're going to have for president, who you're going to have for your senators, who you're going to have for your local races. So it's important to show up for that date so you can decide who will battle it out, if you will, for November the 8th.
That's right. That's right. Now, you know, and I kid with you a little bit the other day, but I am totally serious. Are you open to have any debates once this thing gets started, the campaign really gets going and we get closer to November? Are you up to any debates? If so, I definitely want to be a moderator.
Yes. Yes, I am. I am open to debating and to discussing issues for the area. I think that it's important that we do not only debate, that we talk, and then not just talk, but back it up with action. That
That's
is
right.
very important, because you can debate whether or not this is right and this is wrong, or if you need this or you don't need it. But once you decide that it's necessary, what are you going to do to bring it forth so that everyone can benefit from it? So I am very interested and open to debating. I sure am.
Yeah, okay. I knew that you would be. Whenever you guys are tossing up moderation, throw my name in the hat. I'm down with whatever.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Now, understanding diversity in a whole has proven to be a huge challenge that is nationwide. I'm not even talking about Gaston County, nationwide. In this day and time. But let's bring it back down to Gaston County. What can you bring to the table that will affect the understanding in a positive way in the Gaston County area?
Well, diversity is something that actually built and sustained this country, if we just take it all the way back from the beginning. And so this community, Gaston County, is highly diverse. And everyone has something to contribute, regardless of who they are. Change is needed to progress. And I love NC. I love that I'm a citizen. But I enjoy contributing to society in very important ways. And so it's important that, as I said before, to voice your opinion on concerns with school and infrastructure or economic development or your voting rights or sometimes it's good just to dedicate yourself and to volunteer within nonprofits, because nonprofits actually do a lot of work that maybe businesses and government areas aren't able to fulfill. And it's interesting because diversity being as it is, Gaston County recently had an award of over, I believe it was like $13 million. And they were opening up applications for people to come in and apply for this funding to help their nonprofit organization. And this is something that was voted on by the county. But when people are not aware of that, how can it impact all communities? And
That's
so that is something that I found very disconcerting because there were a lot of organizations that help a variety of people, and they were not aware of that funding. And so that is something that I hope to change, that it is announced more, that it is ran in the paper. People understand the tax incentives and the grants and the available funding that can help improve the area. That is something that I would plan to, that I will and I plan to focus on with the campaign.
Wow. I can't say enough how happy I am that you have thrown your name in this hat, and I am really, really excited for you to get to the next level, you know? So I am definitely going to push you on this show. And I know you're about out of time, and I appreciate you coming on the show and giving the listeners what they really, really need is some guidance. And it's just a wonderful thing that I think we're getting ready to embark on. So if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about, if they want to contribute to the campaign, where they can go, and anything else that you want to let the listeners know.
Great, thank you. I want the listeners to remember about county commitment, dedicated service, and focused prosperity. Those are the three concepts that my campaign, Change Gaston, is focused on. Please vote and elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner at Gaston County, and vote on March the 15th and November the 8th, 2016, in your elections. If you have any questions about registering to vote, please contact the Gaston County Board of Elections or your election office located within your city or county district. And to support and donate to Change Gaston campaign, i.e. votemccleary.com, please go to www.votemccleary.com. Thank you.
All right. All right. Well, Ms. McCleary, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for enlightening us and letting us go ahead and do what we need to do to get you elected. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for the invite.
I'm definitely going to connect with you off the air. I'm going to see if we can't put together some people can, they need to come to the show webpage. There's a link that will take them to your webpage and anything that you got going on.
Excellent, excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you for your help, and please keep up the good work.
This is the first of many, many, many interviews I want to do with you on this show.
Yes, yes, and I will be there. I will be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I will definitely connect with you off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have been listening to Miss Christy McCleary, that's running for County Commissioner in Gastonia, North Carolina. Thank you, Ms. McCleary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this idiot Donald Trump and what we need to do to not get him in office. I don't know if I could live myself if he got in office, guys. And that's 100% true. You guys are definitely live in the day.
Thank you. the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me? I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com. Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
To the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, if you have missed this show, you definitely need to go back and listen to the show on demand. You can listen to it on demand for free. All you got to do is log into jradioshow.com or Live in the Day with Jay. Just Google it and it'll bring you to the show's webpage. And it will actually give you a whole list of the shows to listen to. You can go back and listen to any show you want to on demand for free, because that's how we roll on this show. You can do it for free. I ain't trying to nickel and dime anybody, but I want to get the message across, and I want to get the very best in entertainment to you. And the only way I can do that is if I have it available for you. Also, I want you guys to check out the show on Thursday. I want you to check out Thursday's show. Got a lot of great things going on. Got a very good guest. And I'm not going to tell you, but I want you to check the show out so you can see what that is. And starting Thursday, we officially have our countdown to hopefully getting to talk with none other than the one and only Morgan Freeman. That's our quest, is to get Morgan on this show and to have you guys in for a huge treat. And speaking of treat, if you guys don't do anything else on March 15th, please go out and vote. Please go out and vote for Ms. McCleary, because I tell you, she is what this county needs. She is what Gaston County needs. She is what the southern area needs. And I'm telling you, there's going to be great things happen once we put her in this seat. And I'm already claiming it, because I know that it's going to happen. We got to get her in the seat. So March 15th, you definitely go out and vote. Whatever you do, we definitely, definitely don't need to get Trump in the office. Let me tell you this real quick. And I know we don't have much time left, but let me tell you this real quick. I don't understand where we have gotten off from Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech up to President Obama's Yes, We Can, to this atrocity. I don't understand it. What I don't understand is how the people have gravitated towards this guy. I really feel that this guy is not the right fit to be the leader of the free world. Sorry about that, guys. I'm really, really, really not thinking he is a fit to be a leader at all, because what he's spewing out is hate, and people cannot gravitate towards that hate. I'm telling you, it's gonna destroy us. Everything that we have worked for in teaching our young people knowledge and discipline is going down the drain every time this man speaks, because he doesn't talk that. He doesn't talk progress. He doesn't talk love. He doesn't talk unity. He talks separation. He talks hate. And those are things that we should not be focusing on right now. What we should be focusing on is the betterment of our young people. It is better jobs, better finances, better living opportunities, better education. Those are the things we should be really focused on. Look, I'd like to thank everybody that has listened to the show today. You guys, please go on demand, check the show out. I'd like to thank Ms. Christy McCleary for coming on the show and enlighten us on some things. And we definitely need to get together and go out vote March 15th. I tell you guys this each and every day. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me every day. So, I leave you with the one on Tuesday, and I want you guys to check out the show on Thursday. You're going to love it. Have a great day. You guys are definitely alive.